Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
It's Training Camp 50-50, Teddy versus Drew, powered by Twin Peaks. Here's Stokely and Zach.
I want to pound his ass. All right, George Payton spoke to the media here. And let's appreciate the Broncos PR staff hooking us up with this directly from Minnesota. Let's start with those quarterbacks, Richie. Okay, Richie's pulling it up. My co-host is still nowhere to be found. D-Mac just came back in. And, well, I don't know where to leave that one. Okay. Stokely is back with us. Welcome back, Brandon.
I'm here.
All right. George Payton.
Yeah.
Speaking to the media. Richie's pulling it up right now. I am gathering my thoughts here. Had a little exchange with Darren McKee.
You did?
Yes.
When?
2 seconds ago.
On the phone or in person?
Face to face.
Oh, how did it go?
Not how it should have gone.
So no apology.
He did apologize.
Oh, there you go. So it's over.
Ultimately.
Ultimately.
After he resisted for a couple minutes, then apologized because I was upset. And then I said, that's not why you should be apologizing.
Right.
You should be apologizing because you treated me like a jerk yesterday on the air.
And you were wrong.
And that's what I told him.
Right. He was wrong. He called you a liar and you weren't lying.
Correct.
That's not nice.
No.
It's not cool. So when you do that, usually you apologize. And Darren, like we've talked about, he's very good at apologizing.
He's not very good right now.
Oh.
But I made sure he knew how upset that I was. And
yeah.
I hope it smooths over. Here's George.
Or what happens if it doesn't smooth over?
Well, I said that if he didn't apologize, I wasn't getting out of this seat to start their show. So, I'm not joking around or anything. That's what I told you before the show started. I told Parker.
So you're not getting out of the seat.
Our executive producer that I'm just letting you know, if he doesn't apologize, I'm not getting out of the seat.
But he did apologize.
He did.
Oh, so you're good now. You're good to get off the seat.
Yeah. It's fine. I just wish he was a little bit more genuine. That's all.
It wasn't a genuine apology.
No.
That's what I can see. Yeah. I can tell you're still a little bit upset.
All good. Here's George Payton from just a little bit earlier today talking about Drew Locke's camp so far.
Yeah, I think he's had a really good camp. And just, you know, both Teddy and Drew just being more consistent. I think they're both doing a really good job. We're happy with both. And you can see, you know, some days it's Drew, some days it's Teddy. But these guys are working hard. They embrace the competition, what I really like. And I know Vic likes as well. So I think we're on the right track with both these quarterbacks.
We're on the right track with both these quarterbacks.
It's a wobbly track. Track's wobbly.
Track is
bumpy.
Wobbly.
It's not a smooth track, I can promise you that. I mean, if George was being honest, I think he'd say it's been a tough camp for both these quarterbacks.
Yeah. But
we're hoping that we would see better.
He's not going to say
no,
that, right?
I know that. You know that. Everyone knows that. But I think, honestly, that's, you know, if it was at the bar with the guy, it's like, hey, we thought we'd get better from both of these guys. They've both been underwhelming. He's not going to say that.
This is more of George Payton talking about this quarterback evaluation.
We do. Obviously we watch in practice. You can't watch everything, especially here. You got two fields going at the same time. But then we go back and we watch the tape. We do a deep dive in the tape. Then we meet with our scouts. and then I'll meet with the coaches. And we talk about every practice, every throw, you know, and then all the other positions as well, but definitely with the quarterback.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's what you want to do. I mean, you're going to watch the film, talk to your scouts, and go talk to the coaches and see what their thoughts are. So, I mean, I would assume it's pretty much a daily occurrence, something like that, or every other day. I don't know how much George meets with, you know, Vic or the coaches. I'm not sure how that happens.
But I would guess pretty often, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's daily, every other day. Not quite sure. I mean, I'm sure him and Vic, like, he's not – I don't know how much he's meeting with Pat Shurmur and the offensive coach, but him and Vic, I'm sure they communicate every day. I don't know if they're sitting down, you know, for an hour talking about the quarterback situation, 5 minutes at practice, and, you know, what it looks like. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot that goes into deciding what quarterback it's going to be. It's not just going to come down to the last day, oh, let's make a decision here. This thing is talked about daily.
Here's more from George Payton, specifically what he watches for when evaluating these quarterbacks.
You try to take it all in. You like to see guys compete, you know, when they come off, when they come on, the dialogue with their coaches when they come off. I mean, I'll move around a little bit, but it's just, you know, I just want the best view possible, and sometimes that's the best view for me, you know?
He's watching little things. It sounds like he's watching little things.
Yeah, but the big things matter the most.
True.
Right? So.
True.
Little things don't matter if you're not doing the big things. You know, if you're not able to go out there and not turn the football over and complete passes when they're there, then I don't care if you're talking to your coach when you come off the football field or your great teammate or you're great in the community. Right? None of that matters. Those little things don't matter if you're not doing the big thing.
It's so true. So true.
Got to do the big things first, and then the little things come in. Like, if they're both doing the big things, now you look for the little things. But neither one of them are doing the big things.
I like that.
So if one of them can start doing the big things, then they won this job.
Here's more from Broncos general manager George Payton. Does he have a time frame on when he'd like this quarterback battle to be decided?
You know, we don't have a time frame. You know, I think I said last time, we just want to let it happen organically, you know, and it is Vic's call. I'm a sounding board for him, as are the coaches, as are the scouts. And so we really like the competition. We got a hell of a competition going on right now. Both guys are working their butts off. And I think it's going to bring out the best of both quarterbacks.
Love it. Look, it should be Vic's call, ultimately. You know, Vic's rear end's on the line here.
No doubt.
George Payton, you know, has given him a really good roster. Quarterbacks, Vic, you pick it, right? Because ultimately, it's you know, if it doesn't work out, guess what? You're getting fired. Not me, George Payton, right? George Payton's not getting fired this year. It's Vic. So let him make that decision. You know, you don't want to have it coming back. Well, George made me go with this guy. I wanted that guy. You don't want that if you're George Payton.
Right.
Go ahead, Vic. You get your pick. And that's the way it should be. And obviously they're talking about it and discussing things. But when it comes down to it, the head coach should make the decision on who the starting quarterback is.
No question about it.
And I think Pat Shurmur has a huge say in that because everything I have said before. I mean, Vic ain't watching the offense a lot. I mean, he watches them on film, and he's talking to Pat. But Pat is the captain of that ship. So, once again, like, Vic is a captain of the football team, but Pat's a captain of the offense. So Pat, I think, is weighing in a lot on this. I mean, a lot.
Like 49%?
No. Much more.
You
higher.
Think so? You really think so?
I do. Because when Vic made the move from Rich Gangarello to Pat Shurmur, he wanted a grown-up. He wanted someone he didn't have to worry about over there on the offense where he could just stay on the defense, right? That's what he wants to do. That's what he loves doing. That's what he's still doing. And he wanted a grown-up over there. And Pat Shurmur's been a head coach a couple times. So I think that's what he wanted in this situation. He wanted a guy that could run that show over there and Vic not have to worry about it. Like, you know. That's a grown-up over there.
Right.
And so I think Vic trusts him, and Vic knows that, man, he's the one calling the plays. He's the one that's got to try to make it work. So wouldn't you rely on that guy?
I think that Shurmur's voice matters more if it's for Teddy. Because if it's the other way around, with Vic being on the hot seat, I could see Vic weighing in more the other way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, certainly. Certainly. Because of the bad history here with Drew for both of these guys. So, you know, if Pat all of a sudden says, ah, I want to roll with Drew, I think, yes, you're right, he could get pushed back there. But I think he has a big, big say in who the quarterback's going to be.
Ryan O'Halloran of the Denver Post said, Vic, this is 19 minutes ago, watching the Broncos' offense during 7-on-7. It was all D yesterday for Vic Fangio. He just tweeted Teddy Bridgewater intercept. This is 13 minutes ago. Teddy Bridgewater interception at the goal line.
Not good
for Teddy. Picked off by Kendricks. And then 1 minute ago, O'Halloran of the Denver Post tweeted Teddy to KJ for touchdown, maybe 40 yards.
Okay.
So, you know, just kind of is what it's been.
Right.
Just kind of is what it's been.
Yeah, it's, you know, nobody just running away with this thing. But I think when you look at it, it's going to be, like, I don't think there's going to be a huge disagreement here between Pat and Vic.
I don't think so either.
And it's going to be one of those things where they're talking about it daily. And I think Vic's just leaning on Pat. Really. And when you talk about it, you're kind of heading in the same direction. And so I don't think it's going to be one, hey, I wanted this guy, he wanted that guy. I think they'll both be in agreement when this thing, when they decide to call it and name the starter.
All right, speaking of Teddy Bridgewater, what is his goal on Saturday against his former team? And how does he think this quarterback competition is going? We'll hear from Bridgewater coming up next.
It's Training Camp 50-50, Teddy versus Drew, powered by Twin Peaks. Here's Stokely and Zach.
Teddy Bridgewater, the quarterbacking the second unit on Saturday against his former team, the Minnesota Vikings, and he was asked about his goal for this weekend.
You know, the biggest part for me on Saturday is just getting my unit to the end zone. You know, no matter who's out there with me, trying to, you know, encourage the other 10 guys in the huddle with me to be the best player that they can be each play. We take it one play at a time, not look too far ahead, and not think about what happened, you know, in the past. And if you could just focus on that one play.
Yep. That cut just cut out. But you see, you know, Teddy's just, he's a pro. He says all the right things. Both these guys say all the right things, by the way. Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater. They say all the right things. And if you're having a competition from a personality standpoint, these two guys, they get it, and I think they get along, and they're both
just
pros.
It. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any conflict there between those two guys. You know, no need to be. Teddy's been around the block. He's a true pro. So it's you know. But you hear Teddy talking, and I mean that's what you want. Whether he's a starter or the backup, you know he's going to be a pro. You know he's going to be a positive for your football team, and a positive if he's a backup for Drew. But you hear, you know, like yesterday, you're hearing Drew talk about the miscommunication and the, you know, some of the things that just didn't go, you know, well for them.
Yeah.
And you know, those things got to get cleaned up and get cleaned up quick. You can't have those happening to you coming off of the year that he had last year.
Here's more from Teddy Bridgewater. Just talking about making the right reads and the quarterback competition working itself out.
It's all going to play out how it's meant to play out. I can't think too far ahead. Like I said, for me, when I'm out there, it's just one rep at a time. You know, how can I maximize this one rep? You know, if I'm thinking about QB competition while I'm taking a seven-step drop, then I'm, you know, doing harm to myself and to this team. You know, it's just one play at a time for me, trying to become the best player that I could be, making sure I'm making the right reads, proper techniques, and things like that, and the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, and that's the football mentality. That's what it needs to be. You know, football players get in bunker mode during the season. It's like, I don't know who we're playing 3 weeks from now. I don't know who we're playing 2 weeks from now. It's like, okay, we got to focus on the Indianapolis Colts. Now we got to focus on the Baltimore Ravens. Then the New Orleans, right? I mean, it's 1 week at a time, and you can't get too far ahead because things change quickly. So Teddy understands that in this competition. Look, you just go out there and you try to play within yourself and do the things that you can control and do those things well. And other than that, you know, don't worry about everything else. Because if you start worrying about all this other stuff, and I mean, it'll drive you crazy.
All right, here's more from Teddy Bridgewater talking about just his journey and growing as a player and as a person?
Man, I, you know, it's great seeing you always, always. But, yeah, just over the years, I've learned so much on my journey. I've made different stops, and each place has been different. And I've been able to take away different lessons from each place, you know, whether it's in Minnesota. In Minnesota, where I just grew as a man, you know what I mean, and went from the young boy to the man, Teddy Bridgewater. And then when I stopped in New York, you know, it just taught me, you know, briefly that, you know, I can still do this. And it just reassured my confidence and things like that. And I stopped in New Orleans, and I learned the value of process. You know, I watched a guy like Drew Brees be the same person every day. And then I go to Carolina, and I learned to just stand on my word and my integrity. You know, and now I'm here in Denver. I get the opportunity to be one of the older guys on the team where, you know, we have guys who are 5 years younger than me, 6 years younger than me, and they start calling me OG. I'm like, man, you know, when I came in the league, I was calling Adrian Peterson and Chad Greenway OG. But it's just a great feeling, man, to, you know, have been on my journey. And the biggest takeaway from all my stops is I learned that I'm a survivor. You know, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, you know, it's just how you're going to survive. You know, it's, you can lay down and be eaten alive, or you survive, you keep hunting. So, you know, that's been my mindset.
Been through a lot, man.
Yeah, no, he has. You know, that injury that he had, he talked about it at one point about, you know, his leg almost being amputated, and to be able to bounce back from that and, you know, do some, you know, really good things. You know, could he be a starter again? Will he play again? All those things, and resurrects his career and has a, you know, nice stint there and with the Saints.
Yeah, 5-0.
So, yeah, he is a survivor, and he's been through a lot, and he's battled through a lot. But, you know, that's life, and that's football. You know, if you play in the NFL long enough, you're going to go through some tough times. You're going to go through some adversity, and you just got to battle through them, and Teddy has. And, like, he is a – you can just tell he's a great team guy.
Yeah.
And that's why he's been able to, you know, bounce around a little bit and be a backup here and a backup there. But those are the guys that, you know, are good for your locker room and good for your team.
In terms of being a backup, Teddy could do this for another decade.
Oh, yeah.
He's 28 years old.
Yep.
You know, he really could, if things don't work out here. I mean, this will probably be the last time Teddy Bridgewater – well, you know, I shouldn't say that. But it does feel like the last time, like you're getting to the end of the road as the plan, you know, being an organization's plan. You're on team number 5. I forgot he spent a little bit of time with the New York Jets.
Like
on
me too.
On their practice squad, I think it was.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay.
And did he get traded pretty quickly, I think it was? But I don't think he was practice squad.
He's got
he got traded pretty quickly.
Okay.
Something like that.
You know, when you pull up his, uh-huh. career, he's got the asterisk next to the Jets 2018 offseason and or practice squad member only.
I think he got traded before the season started.
Gotcha.
I think that's what happened. But I don't know. He might have been practice squad. I just don't think practice squad.
No,
because somebody would have picked him up.
Because this was after the Vikings. So, yeah. And then he goes with the Saints. And look, you know, if you want to use your imagination and be positive, be an optimist, you look at his time in New Orleans and say, hey, what does New Orleans have? They have an awesome roster.
Yeah.
He didn't have to, you know, be some star quarterback. And he was pretty good. You know, I mean, in those 5 games, he threw 9 touchdowns to just 2 interceptions and went 5-0.
Panthers have a good roster?
Not really.
Right. And how did he play last year?
Not very good.
Do you think the Broncos roster this year is better than what he had last year with the Panthers?
I think this Broncos roster is closer to New Orleans than Carolina.
I agree.
So if you want to be an optimist and forecast and say, you know, there is reasons to believe that this Broncos team can be 10-7 with Teddy Bridgewater, you know, I guess you don't get thrown out of the bar for suggesting that. I don't think that's going to happen, but it could happen. It's definitely within the realm of possibility.
Yeah, absolutely. He's proven that he can win in this league.
All right. It's too early to look ahead to who will start at quarterback for the Broncos in 2022. But that didn't stop ESPN's Dan Graziano from doing that anyway. Who did he say is the most likely candidate under center for Denver this time next year? He also gave a long shot. I'll give them both to you coming up next.
Training Camp 50-50, Teddy versus Drew, powered by Twin Peaks. Here's Stokely and Zach.
Kind of a silly exercise, but not that silly.
Well, who are we talking about? We talking about the Broncos?
We're talking about the Broncos.
Well, I mean, Zach, they like silly things.
They, from time to time, do like themselves a silly little game.
What do we got?
This is Dan Graziano, pretty smart guy from ESPN. He put together who's going to be your starting quarterback in 2022 for every NFL team. All right? And this is what he said about the Broncos. Quote, Denver was the team waiting to pounce if and when the Packers made Rodgers available. But that never happened. Now, the Broncos hope Drew Lock or Teddy Bridgewater plays well enough in 2021 to keep them out of the 2022 market. Unless that happens, we have to count them among the most quarterback-thirsty teams when we look ahead to next year. That means they could look to the draft, but it also means...
Can I guess before you name the guy? I want to maybe take a couple of guesses at that. Go ahead, sorry.
They could make another run at Rodgers in an offseason when he might actually be available. The conclusion of this exercise, ESPN's Dan Graziano spits out the most likely outcome and then a long shot.
Oh, okay.
Who do you think is the most likely outcome?
Man. Okay, how about I go with... I'll go most likely outcome. I mean, Mark Schlereth told me Aaron Rodgers. I'll go Aaron Rodgers.
He has the most likely outcome for the starting quarterback in 2022 to be Aaron Rodgers coming to Denver via trade.
Okay. Perfect. That would be nice. I think both of us agree that the likelihood of the two that we have now being the starter next year is slim to none.
That's what it feels like right now.
Yep. Okay. Long shot. You ready for this?
Yes.
I got a couple long shots for you, Zach, just to kind of talk through here and think about. You know, you look at some of these young quarterbacks that might get replaced. I look at Russell Wilson as a long shot. I look at Matt Ryan as a long shot.
Both are, I mean, Matt, I'm sorry, keep going.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, Matt Ryan, I talked about this this past offseason. That contract sets up for a divorce between this year and next offseason.
There's a lot of talk it could have been this year.
Correct.
But next year is the year that it could really happen, and depending on his play. Oh, man.
Let me just stop you right there.
Yeah, okay, just stop me right there.
Dan Graziano of ESPN, on the heels of saying the most likely outcome for the quarterback position next offseason is Aaron Rodgers coming to Denver via trade. He has the long shot of Russell Wilson via trade.
Okay, so I had one of them.
You did. That was the first name you said. He says, quote, this assumes Wilson's issues with the Seattle organization deepen between now and next offseason, at which point his contract will be easier to move, end quote. And he's right. If they wanted to, like, his dead cap, this year in 2021, $58 million gets cut in half next year.
Okay. Cap should be going up. Yeah, it's a long shot, people. And that's really what it is. I don't see them moving him. But if they go, you know, if they have a 9-8 record, he's never won less than 10 games, right? I think that's the stat on him. He's never won less than double digit games.
He's never been below 500. I know
below
that
500.
He was the first quarterback
to
ever do that for the first 8 years of his career.
And all of a sudden, if they don't have a good year, and they got a new offensive coordinator, and it doesn't work well, you could see a situation where he tries to force his way out of there. But I still don't think that they move him. But it's a long shot. And hey, if he's available, let's go. Right? I mean, that's a no-brainer. He's younger than Aaron Rodgers. You can have him locked down for a lot longer. Wouldn't you like to see Russell Wilson with all these weapons?
That would be something. He's going to be 33 this coming season.
and he's in shape and he wants to play into his 40s, I mean, that would be great.
That'd be wild. Wild. Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson because he is younger. Okay. You would have him for a lot longer.
You would.
Now, if you said you had to win a Super Bowl tomorrow, I'd probably go Aaron Rodgers for 1 year. But I'm looking at, 10 years with Russell Wilson, not two or three with Aaron Rodgers. So give me Russell Wilson. What do you say?
I'd go with Russ as well. I'd go with Russ as well. Russ's track record is ridiculous. Like, it is absurd. Dude walked in the league at 24 years old, took the job from Matt Flynn. That's the first thing he did. And went 11.
Give me that.
He went 11-5, followed by 13-3, followed by 12-4, followed by 10-6. Then he was 10-5-1. There's one anomaly of a season that's 9-7 in 2017.
Uh-huh.
That would still represent the best Broncos record in the last five seasons.
Mm.
Then you get to 10-6, 11-5, 12-4.
So he's only had 1 year under 10 wins. Is that correct?
That's it.
Wow.
That's like Peyton and Indy stuff.
Wow.
Like, you're rolling out of bed and winning double-digit games.
Impressive.
It's crazy.
Really, really impressive.
And by the way, and I know you know this, but he's got the same amount of Super Bowl rings as Aaron Rodgers.
Right. They both got one, right?
Both got one. So, yeah, I mean, and obviously the only reason we're talking about this is because Dan Graziano put the piece out predicting every quarterback around the league in 2022. But I'll tell you what, if you're Mark Schlereth or if you're just a rabid Broncos fan who's sick and tired of this, if I told you that I went to the future and Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback of the Denver Broncos, I don't care what we got to go through this year. I really don't. Because there's, if I knew for certain, because there'd be real light shining at the end of a rather short tunnel compared to what we've been through here the last 4 years.
Yeah, the problem is we don't know. We don't know if it's going to be Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, or just a second, third-tier free agent or a young quarterback that they drafted in the first round. I mean, so some of them sound appealing. Others don't really sound appealing at all. So it's going to be an interesting offseason. But neither one of us think it's what we have now, either one of these guys. So it's going to be like, all right, George, you're going to have to swing. He's going to have to take a swing in a big way.
No question about it. No question about it. All right. We have a fascinating week going on here. Practices in Minnesota, head-to-head. Still waiting to hear who has taken the bull by the horns here in terms of the quarterback battle. We know that Troy Rank is out there. We know that Mike Kliss is out there. And it looks like there's an injury. And I just want to pass this along to you. Mike Boone, it looks like, he pulled up with a leg injury. This is coming from Troy Rank's Twitter account. He says, walking off with trainer. Not sure if he's cramping, but something aching with left leg. And Troy followed up, and it says, it appears upper left leg, but will know more after practice. He is in discomfort, was full speed, and pulled up in pain. Injuries stink. Hashtag Broncos. So not ideal. Mike Boone was having a rock-solid camp. And I got to tell you, there was a handful of times that we'd be out there, and it'd be like, oh, who is that? Like, not kind of used to that number, that body type. Like, who is that? Oh my gosh, that's Mike Boone. What burst? So, it's unfortunate from a depth standpoint if it is a more serious hamstring injury. And typically with hammies, you don't run into like just a blip on the radar. He's back in practice tomorrow. That's not typically how that works. So we'll keep an eye on that. Quoting Andrew Mason here. He said, this is just 3 minutes ago, quote, meanwhile, Locke and the number one offense didn't get very far and move the ball. Royce Freeman galloped 13 yards to move the chains on the opening snap, and then the offense stalled with an incompletion on 4th-and-5 from the Broncos 43. So not ideal news for Drew Locke, according to Andrew Mason. And by the way, it looked like the cart, according to Mace, the cart had to come out for Boone. That is not good. That is not good. So, okay. And then in addition to that, it looks like, again, according to May, said team medical personnel looking at Dalton Risner's right leg came up hobbling after a play in red zone. That's not ideal. Going back 17 minutes ago, he said Teddy looking for Gordon, right flat, low, ball in and out of Gordon's hand, picked off by Kendricks. So sounds like Teddy had another turnover. That, by my count, just totally on the fly live here, that would be the second of the day for Bridgewater. Looks like we had another fumbled snap that has been a theme here the last couple days, and that came with Cushenberry at center and Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback, not Quinn Miners, who had really struggled here in the last couple days delivering that football from the center position to the quarterback. All right, that will do it for today's interesting day. We step aside for Tyler Palumbus and Darren McKee with The Drive coming up next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.